For a few minutes today, I ask you to consider with me the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. This parable is recorded in Luke, the 18th chapter, verses 9 through 14. And Jesus also told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I get." But the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner." I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Well, the text tells us here that Jesus originally spoke this parable to certain people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and they viewed others with contempt. This story presents a vivid picture of the ugliness of self-righteousness, as well as a reminder to all of us of the universal need for a contrite heart. The two men in the parable were polar opposites in a number of ways. One of the two men was a Pharisee. The Pharisees were members of a sect of the Jews who separated themselves apart from most other people. They were very religious. They were very committed to following the law of Moses. But they viewed themselves as the sole law keepers, the sole practitioners of the law, as well as the protectors or the guardians of the law. They were strict legalists, and they sought to build around the law a wall of traditions of their own making. Their meticulous analyses and interpretations of the law rendered some very extreme, even ridiculous, rules and regulations. Jesus even said that by their many traditions, they had invalidated the Word of God, Matthew 15, verse 6. We see then that the Pharisees were supremely religious, and because of that, they were generally held in high esteem by the common people. But unfortunately, their approach to religion and their application of the law often led them to adopt an attitude of religious pride and hypocrisy. So when Jesus describes the two men going up to the temple to pray, we can well imagine the Pharisee as someone who was accustomed to this practice. He had been there often and always at the appropriate time of prayer. No one would be surprised to see him there, and he probably would be very glad that they saw him. Well, the other man in the story was a publican. That is, he was a tax collector for Rome. Now, at that particular time, the Jews were under Roman domination. In order to collect the many taxes levied upon their subjects, Roman authorities had adopted the practice of contracting with individuals called publicans, who made it a business to collect taxes for the government. These contractors generally collected far more than what was required by the government. So, having provided what Rome required of them, they would then enrich themselves at the expense of the people. The Jews who became tax collectors were despised for having sold out to the foreign power. They were hated for their greed, dishonesty, and treachery. And so for these reasons, throughout the New Testament, publicans are classed with unbelievers and sinners. Jesus' own practice of associating with such people often drew criticism from the Pharisees, who wanted to know, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?" Luke 5, verse 30. So these two men in the parable both went to the temple to pray, but they have very little else in common with each other. They stand at opposite poles, religiously, morally, and socially. These differences manifest themselves most clearly in the prayers uttered by each of them. The Pharisee stands proudly and says a prayer directed as much to himself as to God. So in verse 11, the Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself, the text says. God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I get. The thanksgiving that the Pharisee offers in this prayer is really all about himself. It's all about his own accomplishments and his goodness as he sees it. He's happy with himself about how righteous he is, though it is a righteousness largely characterized by all the things that he has not done. He was righteous, at least in his own eyes, because of how he viewed himself in comparison with others who were very sinful, such as the tax collector that he, of course, noticed some distance away. Even his fasting and paying tithes consisted of things that he did not do, because fasting and praying involved things that he had given up. So in those things, he was proud that he had not omitted keeping even the least of the commandments. So we see that this Pharisee was a very self-righteous man. He was quite proud of himself. And it was easy for him to be happy and proud and content with himself as long as he could compare himself with the most sinful folks. His self-righteousness was coupled with his contempt for others and his total lack of compassion for the sinful and the lost. In his sense of religious pride, he doesn't ask for anything, because in his mind he doesn't need anything. There's no confession of sin in his prayer because he feels no guilt. But oh, how different is the publican's prayer. How different. Here's a man who has found his way to the temple because he has come to know and come to see how far in trouble he is. He has hit rock bottom. He honestly and humbly recognizes the depth of his own sins. And so in shame, he stands bowed down some distance away from the altar, unwilling even to look up toward heaven. He beats his breast in abject sorrow and remorse. He knows he has failed, and he knows that he needs help. So he sincerely and reverently addresses God with these few words, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. He calls himself not a sinner, but the sinner, as if to acknowledge the greatness of his sins. It's similar to Paul calling himself the chief of sinners, yet one whom Jesus came into the world to save, as we read in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. The publican here regards himself as the worst of sinners, the sinner of sinners. And in this simple yet powerful way, the publican's prayer cuts to the heart of the matter of his standing before God and of the possibility of a relationship with him. So the two prayers were as different as were the two men who came to the temple to pray. The results of the prayers were different as well. Jesus pronounced his judgment on the two men. He says in verse 14, I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. One man was justified before God and one was not. The proud man was abased while the humble man was lifted up. Paul Earnhardt summarized the conclusion so very well. He said, "The result of the two prayers is poetic. The man who felt so full left empty, and the man who felt so empty left full." The lesson is a powerful one. We must never become so proud that we cannot see ourselves as we really are. So let us daily be humble, humble enough to see and confess our need for God's mercy, and contrite enough to ask Him for it.